How big is KC?
280 people, I think.
No, am I pronouncing it right? How would you pronounce it?
KC.
And is the town growing?
No. No.
What are the major occupations that people have in
Well,
that
for a
area?
while it was this bentonite. And then some uranium. But it's mostly stock farms.
So it's continuing to lose population, I guess.
Well, it stays about the same. Varies.
You get a lot of tourists, I guess, from the
Well,
interstate here.
not so much since the highway goes past. Not very many.
We've talked a little about your mother. Maybe you could tell me some about your father, your remembrances of.
Well, I don't know, he was a hard man to get acquainted with. He didn't tell you much. If he told you once, that was it. You knew how to do it. I loved to work with Dad though, because he wasn't talking all the time. If I made a mistake, he'd tell me once. And that was it.
And where was he born? About what year?
You want to check that a minute?
Excuse me?
April 6, 1867.
And the community he was born in?
Ohio.
Do they list a town there? Or I guess that would just pretty much happen.
Mabel County. No, it's just got the
I
county.
see. Mabel County.
Uh-huh.
And what caused him to move out here?
I don't know. They started in Maine.
All the way back in Maine, they just kept moving.
Well, they started in England, and three brothers came over to Maine. And I don't know, Dad just wanted to get further west. He didn't like the sand hills, I guess.
I see.
So.
And do you know anything of perhaps his education? I'm sure you know a lot about his occupation.
I think he got through the third grade, was all.
You mentioned he was involved in farming. What kind of farming or cattle ranching?
Cattle. Cattle and alfalfa, grain.
What was his brand?
He had two brands, Bar and Bar, and a 98 quarter circle.
See, why did he have two?
I don't know whether one of them was Mom's and one was his. I never did find out.
And they homesteaded here?
Yes, up next to the mountains.
How big was their?
I don't have the least idea. It's a fair-sized place. I've been back up there several times.
But they each homesteaded a section.
Yeah, I think she finally relinquished hers, though. Then he took another additional off out in the dry farm. And he let that go. And he bought under the irrigation ditch. Well, Dad moved around a lot. I don't know. Just moving around, you can't have anything.
That's true. You just have all you can carry.
Yes, right.
What about his social contacts? Did he belong to any organization?
No. Uh-uh. He just was a farmer.
What would be his average daily routine during those years?
Well, they had milk cows for one thing, and then he was a great horse dealer. He liked his horses. And he dealt in that an awful lot, and then they milked cows and they had sheep and pigs.